proclamation number 4982 dated the October 15th, 1950. Seventh and eighth commandment. For my child, who is serving me with loyalty and steadfastness, another sign of my love and grace, you are also given the commandment, you shall not steal. Single quote. If you take whatever belongs to him, you are quite obviously disregarding the commandment of love for your neighbor. You should respect your neighbor's possession, indeed even protect it against his enemies, otherwise you do not feel the love for him that I require of you. You should love your neighbor as yourselves, and you will be grateful to anyone who respects your possessions. Hence you should do the same in order to gain your neighbor's love too. Whatever you acquire unlawfully will not result in any blessing to you, rather it will burden you and weigh your soul down which wants to ascend. You shall not steal. This does not just concern earthly commodities, which you should not take from other people. You can also cause him spiritual damage by denying him that which benefits his soul and what my grace is giving to all people and what can be given to him by each one of his fellow human beings. Thus, anyone who owns spiritual wealth has received this from me. However, your fellow human beings also have the same right to partake in it. And you should not diminish this right by withholding from him things which are also intended for him. In that case you are more than less taking what belongs to him too, even if he is not yet taken possession of it. Your behavior will then reveal no love for your neighbor and even less love for me, your God and creator of eternity. Any reduction of spiritual or earthly wealth is therefore governed by this commandment. And any negligence of love for other people will reflect on yourselves, who shall receive as you give, and who shall lose what you take away from people. And thus, psychologically and earthly you shall receive the reward you deserve. And in the same spirit you should understand the following commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Single quote. Your mouth should always speak the honest truth. You should never damage your neighbor's reputation, his standing amongst his fellow human beings, by telling lies. Any defamation is a sin against this commandment. With every lie the person is causing damage to other people and acting heartlessly and unfairly, to which he will have to be answerable. When you are asked to bear witness to your neighbor, be truthful and full of love for him. Try to understand his faults and kind-heartedly point them out to him, but do not take advantage of his weakness by trying to belittle him for your personal gain. You can damage the other person with a thoughtless word and awaken thoughts of retaliation in him which will stifle all love and make the person sinful. You should certainly remain truthful, thus not praise an undeserving person contrary to your better knowledge and conscience, but distance yourself from every act of unkindness, distance yourself from all belittling of other people for your own advantage. Any judgment of your neighbor that does not correspond to the truth is a flagrant violation of this commandment, for it lacks all love and brings no honor to you humans. Every lie is to be condemned, but when it is plainly intended to damage another person it becomes a double sin, a sin against the other person and a sin against me, who is the eternal truth himself. It is a violation against the commandment of love against me and against your neighbor. Amen.